Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Lon Harris. Lon writes a great newsletter. It's called Inside Trump. If you don't already get it in your mailbox, I would encourage you to look for Inside Trump. He's going to give us some perspective. Lon, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So we've been reading some reaction from Republican Sure. and Democratic lawmakers. We've been taking some reaction. We've been on the air for 2 hours. Has anything happened in the last 2 hours, Lon?
We're in the last 2 minutes, Lon. What happened today? What should listeners at home know about this summit, and why is it important? Is it important?
Well, that's really the question. What we've been dealing with all day is this one thing happens, and then literally all day has been every person in America has to have their own reaction to what happened. So, I mean, the big important thing seems to be what happened behind those closed doors for 2 hours that we don't know about. All we really know about is what they then said to Americans afterwards. And of course, a lot of people are guessing, what is Putin secretly sort of controlling Trump? Why are they speaking so behind closed doors, away from aides, away from everyone else? And everything we're really hearing today is just people sort of trying to intuit, based on the press conference, what really happened behind the scenes.
Any clue? I mean, and was it so different from what we saw? I mean, really, should we think that it was any different from what we saw in the presser?
I mean, everything I have in years of writing a newsletter and following Donald Trump news every day, when you hear people who know him talk about him, again and again, you hear the phrase, like, the same Trump you see on TV is the Trump you see in real life. Like, the Trump from the golf course is the Trump in the boardroom, and it's all one Trump. So there probably isn't reason to believe that it was wildly different behind closed doors. But we really can't know. I mean, they're discussing so many things. Their whole conversation could have been about Russia's weapons stockpile or sanctions against the wealthiest Russian citizens or Crimea or Syria or North Korea. And then they just played for the cameras that they had even discussed the collusion issue. So there's really no way that we can really know.
Well, Putin has been described as a thug, as a tyrant. A lot of adjectives come to mind. What,
sure.
Lon, what do you think accounts for the is it too strong to say the word admiration that President Trump has towards Putin? Is it the fact that
is there a tape?
Putin can basically do what he wants. There really are no checks and balances like we have in this country with Congress and the judiciary. But what accounts for that fondness?
Right. I think we've noticed with Trump over and over again is that it seems like with other leaders who are our allies and who we think of as being sort of like-minded about America, there's a hostility there. Justin Trudeau from Canada or Angela Merkel from Germany. We sense that Trump's hesitant with that, but then in this full-throated embrace of people we think of as tyrants or authoritarians or dictators, Kim Jong-un notably recently, but also, from the Philippines. And I mean, the list kind of goes on and on.
Right.
It's hard to say. I mean, again, you had a Republican on, and the Republican line on this is, well, that's what you do. You keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer, and you make nice with the people who you have the hardest time with. And so they kind of keep going back to that explanation. I will go to, in Slate today, a writer named Isaac Chotiner wrote something that I think sort of zeroes in on it, which is he's talking about how Trump is almost fawning when he's with people like Putin, that he seems it's a personal relationship rather than just he's trying to make nice with the leader. And he wrote, I've never seen him behave this way with another person, where he's almost deference to Putin. Like when you think of him the other day when we saw him with Queen Elizabeth, she's a 92-year-old woman, and he's cutting in front of her. He seems to almost ignoring her while they walk together. You don't see that with Putin. He seems to really like being with Putin and admire him. Who knows if it's a strategy, if it's a play, or if they just get along? I don't know.
Well, with the divisions in the European Union on full display at the NATO summit, is it simplistic to say that anything that weakens NATO or increases divisions here in the United States is to the benefit of Russia? Isn't Putin's primary goal to make Russia mighty again? I mean, he's the one who said that the demise of the Soviet Union was like the greatest disaster of the 20th century.
Right.
And he's trying to reconstitute, you know, a great Russia again. So I just wonder, you know, what Putin's end goal in all this is as well.
Sure. Well, I mean, we've known that, yeah, NATO is not – a strong NATO is definitely not in Putin's interest. And Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election was saying – this is what will happen if you put in this leader who's backed by Putin, is we're going to, you know, throw NATO into disarray. And it certainly happened. I mean, you know, Putin's got a long wish list, and a lot of it does seem to be coming true. There's putting the West into general disarray, threatening the NATO alliance. The Syrian civil war, the Syrian government has taken a strong upper hand. Nobody is really talking about more sanctions against Russia for annexing Crimea, for any of their 2016 actions in America or anything else. The reputation of America and Americans is lower on the world stage. I mean, there's huge protests against us wherever the president goes. All of that are all items on Putin's sort of personal wish list, if you could check them off. And that's what I think we keep coming back to, is we keep seeing so many things that Trump is doing and saying are beneficial. We don't have that smoking gun of evidence that it's anything other than, sure, you know, it's correlation. And we don't have the causation proof yet. But everything that's happening does seem to be playing into things that are very beneficial for Putin and the Russians.
Lon, if people don't already subscribe to Inside Trump, your newsletter, where can they do that?
Sure. You go to inside.com/Trump. I have two newsletters. I got screwed up. Inside.com/Trump. That's where to go to get Inside Trump. You can sign up and it's free. And we send it out 3 times a week.
Lon Harris, we'll be calling on you again. Thank you for the perspective, sir.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Thanks, Lon.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.